Community Radio.
Time is truly wasted. There's no guarantee. Smiles in the making. We gotta fight the powers that be.
You're listening to WBAI, New York, 99.5 FM. My name is Bill Samuels, founder of NYPeoplesConvention.org. WBAI is New York's leader in progressive talk. Whether the issue is prison reform, education reform, the legalization of marijuana, or women's rights, the people's issues are covered on these airways. So stay tuned for the best and leading-edge progressive ideas and analysis. And remember to support independent media financially.
Good morning. This is the Professor, Dr. Ron Daniels, President of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century and Distinguished Lecturer at York College, City University of New York, welcoming you to this July 31st, last day of July edition, fun drive edition of Vantage Point here on WBAI 99.5 FM, Pacifica Network in New York, in collaboration with ycradio.org. That's right, the York College Radio .org. They're listening in and tuning in by way of the internet on York College. We'll be delighted to be back at these microphones, and today pushing hard for us to do what we need to do to keep WBAI thriving and growing and developing as a part of the resistance and as a part of the transformation that must be in this city and in these United States of America. First of all, I just want to continue to make my plug, as I always do, dutifully for encouraging people to become WBAI buddies. You can become a WBAI buddy, which means that you become a sustaining member. It means that you are sending in a set amount every month in order to keep WBAI not only on the airways. I don't want to just do the minimalist thing to keep WBAI thriving. And so for as little as $10 a month, you can become a WBAI buddy. But you can do more than that. You can do 25, 50, 100. You can do whatever you're able to do. The value of that is the management knows exactly how much money is coming in, a set amount, and can plan accordingly. I am a WBAI buddy because when I'm on these airways, I say time and time again, I don't ask you to go where I'm not prepared to go. I do that consistently. That's how I try to live my life indeed. So I became several months ago a WBAI buddy. It's painless, you know, it just comes out of my checking account, my credit card account, and that's how it works, credit card or your banking, your savings account. In order to do that, and I urge you to do that, at a minimum you can do that, go to give2wbai.org, give2wbai.org, and it'll explain how to do it. A lot of perks come with it, you know, a tote bag, other kind of retail perks that can come with it as well. So it's a good deal. But the best deal is that you are cutting into a deal to help WBAI not only maintain itself, but thrive. Well, today, during our pledge drive, we're going to be talking about the great civilizations of Africa. That's our pledge for today, our pledge premium for today, which is $150. $150. And, you know, I get a little scared when it gets over $100, but not for this. $150 for a premium about Africa's great civilization, 6 hours Africa's a look into the history of Africa from the birth of humankind to the dawn of the 20th century, a breathtaking journey through 200,000 years of history. You know, that's incredible. From the origins, from the very origins of Africa, the African continent, the creation of art, writing, civilization itself, through the millennium and so forth. I mean, this is an incredible premium. It's just interesting. Yesterday, had the privilege of doing the keynote address for the 19th annual commemoration of the Board of People of African Ancestry's John Henry Clark commemoration. And, of course, the real highlight was Regent Dr. Anthony Sanford, who got up. And she was talking about the very things, you know, Africa as the birthplace of so many things. Problem is, we don't know enough about it. This premium will give you an opportunity to share that kind of information with yourself, your family, your friends. We'll talk more about that in detail. But I'm starting it off, as I always do. There's never a pledge drive where I don't commit something. I committed quite a bit this year, but I'm committing that I want this premium. So I'm down for $150. I'm down. I'm starting it off at $150 and want my friends and people who are activists, organizers, and educators and supporters to match that during the course of the next 2 hours. And we have a tremendous lineup of guests to help talk about the subject. And you're going to hear excerpts from this extraordinary premium as well. Today we have two important guests, one at the top of each hour. First is Dr. Julius Garvey, who is the son of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. And, of course, we're one day, well, August to me is Garvey month. So August 17th is the birthday of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. We'll talk about that in a minute. And then one of the most extraordinary people of our time, as far as I'm concerned, coming up at the top of 11 o'clock, Tony Broder, Anthony Broder, who many people came to know through the Broder Files many, many years ago. But he is the only African-American who is actually excavating a Egyptian tomb. And I mean, it is a fabulous, magnificent piece of work. But he is also an expert on ancient African histories and civilization. So we're going to have a great time here on the show today. It's going to be extremely informative. So get your checkbooks out, your credit cards out, whatever it is, and get ready to come on board to do some significant dollars today as we talk about the great Africa's great civilizations. I hope we're ready for our first guest, somebody I've worked with for many, many, many years, and he is a dedicated and true reflection, really, of the work of his father for many, many, many years. And he's all over the world, just back from Jamaica again. So he is global in scope and has constantly represented as a true Garveyite. We welcome to these microphones Dr. Julius Garvey. Dr. Garvey, welcome to Vantage Point.
Oh, thank you so much, Ron. Good to be with you.
Well, Dr. Garvey, one of the things I wanted to do is we're dedicating this show and the shows subsequent this month to the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, your father. And I'm going to say just in passing that one of the things that we are promoting, at least IBW is promoting, and we've done that with your blessing, is the idea of flying, and I spoke about this yesterday at the John Henry Clark commemoration, flying the red, black, and green on August 17th at least, as Universal African Flag Day. So I'll comment about that a little bit later, but I certainly want people to be aware of that, that we're dedicating this show and others to the memory of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. Talk to us, Dr. Garvey, about how did Garvey's knowledge of ancient African civilizations influence his philosophy and opinions?
Well, I think it was part of his growth. I'm not sure how much he knew about African civilization in Jamaica and his early travels throughout the Caribbean. But certainly when he went to England and Europe, he worked on the African Times and Orient Review, which was owned and edited by Douce Muhammad Ali, who was an Egyptian. And as the name suggests, it dealt with African culture and history, as well as Oriental. as opposed to a European civilization. So he worked there for over a year, and there was an extensive library there. And, of course, he was a voracious reader all the way from Jamaica, where his father had a library, and he grew up as a printer in terms of his development from a teenager into adulthood. So he was always with the word, and he was very conscious of the fact that all knowledge, so to speak, was in books somewhere, and you simply had to pursue it. So he pursued that knowledge of African civilization. And as you know, throughout, you know, all of his work, he refers to that. I mean, one of my favorite quotations, and I'm sure one of yours too, is that a people without a knowledge of their history, past, and culture is like a tree without roots.
Right.
So that's where that comes from. So he knew his roots, and he knew all about ancient African civilizations from studying. And he kept up with the current information, too, because he knew all about the discovery of Tutankhamun II, et cetera, which was in the 20s, I think. It may have been about 1920. So he was very conversant with what was going on at the time. And of the fact that, you know, Tutankhamun's, I mean, his image was that of a black person, although there was an attempt to sort of disguise the fact that he was actually an African person. But again, he knew that based on the history that he had read about basically the Sudanic civilizations that rose up around the Nile Valley civilization per se. So he was very conversant with that from the earliest part of his growing up, but before he even formed the UNIA, which he formed when he got back to Jamaica in 1914, the Universal Negro Influence Association and African Communities League. So that was part of the foundation.
And Dr. Garvey, you talked about, and you already began to talk about this a bit, how did this knowledge of ancient African civilizations and even the Sudanic kingdoms and all that, how was it reflected in the symbols of the UNIA and indeed in the work of the Universal Negro Improvement Association?
Well, basically, as you know, it was what we would call at this point in time Afrocentric, and part of the ethos of the organization and the man himself was to reconstruct African civilization. Because as he said, you know, we had been great before, and we had shown the world the way of civilization and to civilization before, since we had the earliest civilizations. Now, we had fallen on hard times, but we could recreate that civilization even in a more elaborate form and astonish the world. So this was always, you know, a part of the organization, which would be transformative coming out of slavery and coming out of colonialism, but recapturing our past in a sense, but updating it in terms of the industrial economy of the time. So it was very much central to his thinking. And, you know, he also was a product of an Afro-Jamaican peasantry, which had not forgotten their roots in Africa. And he was also part of a warrior tradition, which was the Maroon heritage in Jamaica. So he came out of a people who had never been defeated and were proud of that and proud of their own heritage. And as an intellectual in that sense, could trace it back to the beginning of humanity, as you mentioned earlier on, 200,000 years ago, the first human beings. So this was central to the whole understanding, which was a universal understanding. And, you know, as he called it, the Universal Negro Improvement Association. But this was part of the cosmic aspect of the movement, that this was the way in which history worked. We were once great. We had lost that greatness, but we could recapture it. All we had to do was unite and focus and work at it.
Now, Dr. Garvey, in terms of one of the things, and this is really about black people in general, we have this penchant and passion for symbols and rituals and colorful things. So was this this history or any of its symbols and imagery reflected in any of the sort of the images and symbols of the UNIA?
Well, you know, everything was African, you know, African Communities League. And you know, all of the way in which the organization was structured and the culture that was developed and the titles that people were given in terms of the offices that they held. You know, there was Duke of the Nile and Lord of Somalia or something like that.
Right,
everything
right.
was focused on Africa, some aspect of Africa, because it was not enough to know the history, but one had to recreate a culture that mirrored both the history and the belief systems. So this was very, very evident. And, you know, clearly the flag itself, you know, the red, you know, black and the green. The black symbolizes, you know, our origin as black people and the first human beings. And the red, as you know, symbolizes the blood that has been shed over the years in defending our civilization and trying to maintain it. And the green is for the richness, both in terms of vegetation and in terms of minerals, which is the richest continent in the world. So everything was symbolic of, you know, the wealth and the history and the culture of the African continent and of African people.
Now, people who are listening today, and we're offering this premium today, which is dealing with Africa's great civilizations, and people will listen in and say, oh, yeah, we hear that, and it was great. That was all good for the past. What would you say to our listeners and to young people or even veterans about why this history and knowledge is important to our struggle today?
Well, because it was the original understanding of humanity. You see, one of the most important things, and of course this came out of our Egyptian civilization, man, know thyself. That's the first thing you have to do, is to know yourself. And in knowing yourself, then you know the universe. So that Africa gave the world and all of humanity its first understanding of its own consciousness and where that consciousness came from. And of course, we call it now being made in the image of God. But it's the cosmic consciousness, if you look at it from that perspective, as opposed to from the religious perspective. But this is the natural, universal context, the cosmic context of who we are. We are a consciousness that's conscious of itself. And this was the first expression of that. And it had to be that way, because we are the first human beings that saw the light of day and were the first conscious human beings. So we elaborated on that in terms of our intellectual understanding of that. And we gave the world the first cosmologies. We gave the world the first psychology. I mean, the story of Osset and Heru and Seth and Nephthys. I mean, people don't even understand the depth of that in terms of the psychological implications of how, you know, Heru has to, first of all, Osar and Osset wed, which are two aspects of consciousness. Consciousness that is conscious of things and consciousness that is conscious of itself. Those two are indeed one and produce a child. That is Heru, which is the unity of the two. But then Heru has to fight against Seth, because Seth is ego, you see? And if you extrapolate that, you understand that civilization is when Heru defeats Seth and resurrects Osar. Osar is our connection with the universal or cosmic consciousness, when we become one with God, if you will, which has become a mystical thing. But it's our birthright. Whereas Seth is the epitome of what we have today. It's not civilization. After all, civilization, you know, has to be about the development of the human within society. But we don't have that. We have a society that destroys the human, validates machinery, and validates something that is inanimate, which is money, and proceeds then to destroy or displace humanity without jobs and all of the artificial intelligence and the whole concept of efficiency in terms of work and displacing our people. I mean, work is of extreme importance, because how else do you feed yourself, and how else do you feed your family? So you can't have a society that validates only the individual, only the ego, and whatever the ego wishes for itself. That is Sethian. And of course, we know that Satan comes from that. So this is very much alive today. What has happened is that there's been invasion of Africa and of all of the old civilizations, in terms of India and China and in the Americas, coming out of Europe. You see, and these are very much Sethian in that they're egocentric, they're materialistic, and they have conquered. Certainly, in the last 500 years, European so-called civilization has conquered. But it's a materialistic civilization. As Mahatma Gandhi said when he asked about what did he think of American civilization, he said it's a good idea. Meaning that, you know, it would be nice if Americans became civilized. Because as I mentioned, the definition of civilization has to be about human beings. It has to be about the maximization of human potential. So I think we live in a so-called civilization that doesn't understand humanity itself, and therefore mistreats humanity. And in mistreating humanity, you're mistreating the world. So there's not an understanding of the cosmological connection between the universe itself and the human beings that have evolved in the universe and with the support of the universe. So we can't conquer the universe. We have to live with the universe. So that's the difference. And it's still very, very much relevant, as we see in terms of today's politics and the turmoil coming out of Washington.
Right. Well, Dr. Garvey, that's been an excellent, excellent introduction. And really, I've learned just listening to your last 5 minutes, really, a great deal. And it's really very powerful in terms of why understanding the knowledge and wisdom of great African civilizations and how they inform today is so powerful. So thank you so much for spending time with us this morning on Vantage Point on WBAI.
Thank you for having me, Ron. It's always my pleasure.
All right. Okay. Well, that was extraordinary in terms of just the knowledge and the power of it. What we want to do now is listen to an excerpt from our premium today, which is Africa's Great Civilizations. And again, it is 6 hours, DVDs. I think it's two DVD set, 6 hours. And it's a look at the history of Africa from the birth of humankind to the dawn of the 20th century. This is over 200,000 years. Let's listen to our first excerpt.
Africa, see yourself, know yourself. Mighty, ancient, beautiful Africa. Creator of the human being, of music, of dance, of language, speech.
It is the original home of human life. It is the birthplace of civilizations.
Not only the cradle of mankind, but a cradle of technology. The oldest technology in the world is stone technology. Is dated back 2.6 million years ago.
When I think of Africa, I think of Africa in its glorious period. I think of the great civilizations in West Africa, in Southern Africa, and East Africa. When I think of Africa, I think of culture and civilization, great kingdoms, great technological achievements in architecture, in engineering, in medicine, in philosophy, in literature, that have stood the test of time. That is what Africa means to me.
Africa is the oldest civilization on earth.
Africa is the mother of all civilizations. All of them came from our loins.
If you go back and you look at what Africans did, the first people who crossed a river, the first people who decided how to build shelter, the first people who decided geometry, how to count, the names of the days of the week, the first people who created forms of architecture, the first people who gave to the world a sense of family, the first people who gave to the world some notion of ritual. These were African people.
What cannot be debated, what cannot be questioned, is that there are historical relics now across the continent, which conclusively prove that African civilizations have been among the most advanced in the world.
We've got physical landmarks, we've got pyramids in what they call modern-day Egypt or Kemet, also Sudan. If we talk about Zimbabwe, great Zimbabwe, many of the wonders of the world that we'll find in the African world, then we will see that the peoples that lived then created great structures, they created great empires, but they left that as a legacy for us today.
When people talk about the longevity of African nations, you have to look back at the history of Africa. Kemet lasted for 4,000 years, and then Ghana lasted from 300 BC to 1242 when it was finally defeated by Sundiata, the king of Mali.
Everybody knows that Sundiata Keita was the founder of the Mali Empire, which was in a territory from the Atlantic Ocean to the Lake Chad. All this territory was the Mali Empire.
This is an extremely important story to understand, for us to tell people that Africa has persisted. It has sustained itself. There were values and traditions, and there were great institutions that were created that allowed people to live and to experience these kinds of things for so long.
A taste, if you will, of what's in this extraordinary premium for today. And I just can't stress enough how important it is for a people. Now, this is available to everybody. Let me just say that. Everybody should have this premium. I don't care what your ethnicity, background is, or whatever, because we all ought to know each other's history. That is one of the bases for creating a kind of equilibrium. So there's no such thing as a superior, inferior races and ethnicities, cultures, and so forth. So that helps with creating that equilibrium, if you will. But for people of African descent in particular, it becomes almost urgent that we have this information. We can't get enough of it, particularly Africans in America, people of African descent and black people in America who have been so disconnected from this history. And it's not just the history for history's sake. It is using it as a foundation for restoration of one's self-esteem and one's sense of who one is that is so incredibly important. So we hope our audience will just leap on this pledge today, on this premium today. For $150, you can get this powerful, powerful premium. And again, I've already pledged my $150. We're asking 20 people, at least 20 people during the course of this show to do likewise, friends, allies, teachers, educators, whomever's out there. This is a powerful premium. And so we want you to go to your phones right now, 516-620-3602, to make your pledge right now. We'd like to get at least five callers in before we take our break. At least five of those 20 we want to get on the phone right now before we take the break. Yesterday I was at, again, the Board of Education for People's Ancestries event, and in making my presentation, I talked about the fact that the quote-unquote great European historian, British historian Arnold Toynbee, considered one of the greatest historians of all time, once said, "Of all of the races of mankind, only the African has contributed nothing to human civilization." Really? I mean, this is precisely why this premium is important. I mean, we had people like John Henry Clark, Dr. Ben, others who had to check and who had to really counter the misinformation, the damaging, destructive information putting forth by people like Arnold Toynbee. You can have this as an arsenal, a part of your arsenal, part of your edification, if you will, your archives. And we want you to do so. The pledge is the premium is $150. And you can do that by credit card, you can do it by check, you can do it online by going to give2wbai.org. You can also do it by texting, and Tony Ryan is riding shotgun with me today. I think it's WBAI 1-800-242-4144. And if that's wrong, he can correct me, but I think that's the text apparatus for also getting displaced. But we want those phones to ring. We have volunteers waiting for us right now. There are volunteers waiting to take your call. So we want you to call right now, 516-620-3602. Now, one of the things that can be very discouraging, you know, you put out all this energy, you make this passionate pledge, and the phones are silent. And we don't want that to happen. I want to feel good this morning. I want to feel good because we are doing what's needed to preserve and strengthen and build WBAI. That's the most important thing. As I say over and over again, that's the real premium. The premium is the knowledge you get. The premium is the programming. I am so happy to be able to. I've had such reviews, rave reviews, as I've been moving around. People are really excited about what we're doing here with Vantage Point, some of the guests we're having on, some of the knowledge that we're shedding here on the show. And we're going to continue to do that. But I have an obligation to this station to help preserve this station. That's why I make my pledge early on. That's why I'm a WBAI buddy. I have the privilege of being on this great station. And we want you to contribute to it as well and keep it going. And we know it's hard. We know you hear the pledge drives coming and so forth. But freedom is not free. Regent Natalie Sanford said that yesterday. Somebody else said it yesterday. It is a struggle. But a part of that struggle is our financial commitment, giving again and again and again if necessary in order to preserve this knowledge space, this base of resistance. So please go to your line, to your phones right now and call us at 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. Volunteers, not paid staff, volunteers have come in to take your calls, to register your pledges. And again, the premium that you're going to get, again, this is, as I said, about 6 hours, a 6 hour series of information. You've already heard some of the great voices. Malefi Asante was one of the voices I recognized as being a part of it. It's music that's a part of it as well. It is an incredible package. It is will educate you about little known facts. And as Dr. Garvey talked about it, I mean, understanding the utter emergence of human civilization and the kind of humanistic cosmology that we really need to regain to stop the destructive forces of people like the orange man, as in Trump, and all that death dealing sort of behavior represents. There's a quest on the part of all human beings to recapture this. Otherwise, the earth is going down, and we are going down with it because we've been so disconnected from the origins of this powerful, powerful information that came out of Africa. And I say that not with a sense of chauvinism, but because for so many years we've had the Arnold Toynbee syndrome that nothing has come out of Africa. When I grew up, it was Tarzan and Jungle Jim, Africans running around with bones in their noses and being boiled in pots and eating people and all of this madness. And, you know, we have young brothers and sisters out here who I believe if they knew this history, if they were infused with this history, it would transform them as it transformed me as a young student, you know, reading for the first time Before the Mayflower, the first chapter of Lerone Bennett Jr.'s Before the Mayflower. I jumped up and touched the ceiling. I didn't realize that black people had done something. Well, some of you out there are already conscious of this, but there are friends who aren't conscious. There are young people who aren't conscious. So these are workshops. These are educational tools in these premiums that you can use. So please go to your phone. $150, just $150, 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Let's ring those phones right now. Let's get on the phone right now. Support WBAI, support Vantage Point, but more importantly, support yourself, support your community, support the idea that we can use this kind of knowledge to change ourselves, our families, our communities. We can change the world. Set 516-620 3602. Now, if you don't have $150, give what you can. I mean, call and just make a pledge. And the one thing that you can do, I hope, that everybody can do is become a WBAI buddy. Become a WBAI buddy. $10 a month, $120 a year. And it comes out of your checking account or your check, your credit card. So it's painless. It just happens. And if you can, we can build up literally hundreds and hundreds of WBAI buddies, then, you know, it would mean maybe we don't have as many pledge drives because we have a solid base of supporters by way of WBAI buddies. I'm a WBAI buddy. Every pledge drive, I always started with my own contribution, my own donation. I have started this one with a pledge of $150 because I want this premium. And I want to be able to use it with my family, my friends, to bestow it to them. I know some of this knowledge, but I don't know all of it. And that's why having Dr. Garvey on was so powerful and so important. We have an Anthony Broder coming on at 11 o'clock. This brother is actually excavating a tomb in Egypt. And the work that he does, giving tours in Washington, D.C., showing all these images and how all this stuff was borrowed by the founding fathers, so-called, it is absolutely amazing. So we have another very powerful guest coming up to share information about, you know, the great Africa, Africa's great civilizations, and why it's important for you to purchase this premium and get on board with a pledge to support WBAI. As I get ready to take this break, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. I'm past due taking my break. We're going to take a break and come right back. And while I am taking this break, let the phones ring at 516-620-3602. We'll be right back after this break.
Hi, this is Barika Edwards with the Artsy Fartsy Show. And why don't you be my buddy? Become a WBAI buddy. If you become a WBAI buddy, you'll be able to stroll down that line with a tote bag. You are so cool. Not only that, you'll get a membership perks card so you can show your WBAI bling at shops and museums. You'll become a voting member of WBAI, and you help eliminate the fund drives. It's only $10 a month. Why spend it on Starbucks? Go to WBAI.org and become a WBAI buddy today.
Hi, I'm Rosie Perez, and this is WBAI, listener-supported non-commercial radio in New York.
This is the professor. We're back, and again, we're rolling. We've got to roll. We again. I want at least 20 people to come on board with $150 to do this premium for today, to acquire this premium for today. And we just heard from Dr. Julius Garvey, the son of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey. His birthday is August 17th. We are encouraging, and have for the last few years, but intensifying that call, that on August 17th, that people fly the red, black, and green, the flag, the universal flag of African people. I've been pushing for years to make it Universal African Flag Day, and we want to start it right here in New York and let it spread. So in my household, we have a flag. And so we will put it out in the window. We don't have a flagpole, but we'll put it in the window, big flag, on August 17th. We hope others will join us in doing that. This show is dedicated to the memory of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, because he was steeped. He came to be steeped in this history. He learned about this history. It informed the work that he did in building the largest and most effective mass organization that African people have ever discovered, have never ever developed. In fact, it was a nation. He built it as a nation. And again, we need to know more even about Marcus Garvey. It's interesting, yesterday, and this is an illustration of why I think this is important. Garvey himself learned more and discovered himself by studying African history. And yesterday at the Mount Pisgah Baptist Church, where Reverend Johnny Ray Youngblood is the pastor, where this program was held, where I spoke at. And I hope I'm not talking out of school, but Pam Africa was there. And her husband, whose name I'm blanking on, I just introduced him for the first time. I really didn't know Pam had gotten married. I've worked with her for many, many years, and there's a spot on the program, a couple of slots really, to deal with the issue of political prisoners. So her husband got up and spoke, and he spoke passionately about his conversion, his coming into knowledge of himself. And he said he was sitting in a program, and people kept talking about Martin Delaney. And he said after a while, he was upset. He said, I'm tired of hearing all these people. When is Martin Delaney going to speak? And he said, I didn't know who Martin Delaney was. I didn't know he was dead. I didn't know he was a historic figure. He said, that was just how little I knew about my own history. And he shared that story yesterday before hundreds of people at Mount Pisgah Baptist Church. That's why this history is important. And he talked about how he's become edified, strengthened, because now he knows who he is. He knows this history, as Bob Marley would say. He knows this history. He's strengthened by it. So it's not just to know it for the sake of knowing it. It's about using it to fortify yourself, to be able to engage the struggle, to remake ourselves, to step up and be proud and strong, not in a chauvinistic way, not in an arrogant way, but in a determined way. And that's why a premium like this is so incredibly important. So we hope that you'll purchase it, that you'll pledge the $150 to get this premium. I've already done so. Again, we're pitching today Africa's Great Civilizations. It's a six-hour series, and it's a look at the history of Africa from the birth of humankind. That is to say, nothing has contradicted the notion that out of Africa came humankind. Which means I don't care whether you're European, whether you're Asian, whether you're whatever your ethnic or racial, so-called racial, because all the racial stuff is nonsense, background is. We're all from Africa in a real sense. Everybody on this planet is really African. But there was a differentiation of their colors and nose shapes and hair and all that. And human beings moved into different climates and all that, you know, whatever. But the origin is Africa, and the first civilizing influences in Africa. So this is from the birth of humankind to the dawn of the 20th century. A breathtaking journey through 200,000 years of history. And there's a lot there that is edifying, that is fortifying. So please go to your phone, 516-620-3602 to acquire this premium. 516-620-3602. It is to support WBAI. That's the most important thing. And hopefully it's a cast of vote of support, a vote of confidence in what we do here on Vantage Point. But the bottom line is, even if there were no premium, I say this time and time again, we need the support. There is no corporations coming to deal with this. No corporations are going to, in fact, rescue or be about, you know, keeping WBAI alive. It's like a quote by John Henry Clark. He said, to control a people, you must first control what they think about themselves and how they regard their history and culture. And when your conqueror makes you ashamed of your culture and your history, he needs no prison walls and no chains to hold you. Well, you know, the people who are in charge in this society are not interested in this kind of radio surviving. Corporate America is not interested in this. There may be some people out there, but by and large, corporate America, this is antagonistic. We're trying to change this capitalist political economy. We're trying to eradicate this death-dealing, unhuman society. We're not hating on it. We're not talking about the people. We're talking about the ethos, the culture, the cosmology. It is death-dealing. Yeah, Trump's pulling out of the climate change agreement, and it's not sufficient. I mean, you got to drag people kicking and screaming to save the planet. But did Dr. Garvey say, there has to be a synchronization. You cannot conquer the cosmos. You have to live with it. That's an African concept. It's a human concept. And we need to get back to that concept. And so that's why supporting WBEI is so important. We've got to maintain the citadel of sanity. And to, you know, we may have our own internal debates and discussions. That's fine. People, human beings have to debate each other. We're not homogenous. We're not, you know, we have different ideas. But within the framework of a progressive humanistic vision, we have to be about the business of working to maintain WBAI. So please, once again, go to your phones, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. Make that pledge. Be excited about making that pledge. Don't even be reluctant about it. And there's some new listeners out there who are tuning in for the first time, who maybe have never heard about this information. You need it. Make that sacrifice. Make that commitment, really. Not a sign. It's a commitment. Make it at 516-620-3602. Let's now hear our next premium, excerpt from the premium that we're offering today, Africa's Great Civilizations.
When we are coming to modern human ancestors, all the peoples, their home is from Africa, specifically from Ethiopia.
Africans went out to populate the world. And of course, in that process, over centuries and centuries and billions of years, mankind and humankind was transformed into all of its different expressions and forms.
And we discovered Homo sapiens idaltu 160,000 years ago. He became the grandfather of the whole peoples of the world. He became the father of Far East, Asia, Europe, America, and so on.
Africa had a special place in the scheme of things, including its strategic location. That in fact it's the most central of all continents in terms of location on planet Earth, because the only continent that's cut almost in half by the equator, and the only continent which is traversed by both the tropics of Cancer and the Tropic of Capricorn, and has these two oceans surrounding it with extensive implications for our contact with Asia through the Indian Ocean and our contact with the Western world through the Atlantic Ocean.
Motherland!
Nathagan!
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 Amaya Gumba!
Assalamu alaikum! Aye, baby!
We didn't start being African because we got to America, and we can't stop because we're here. We're African forever. African, we said in the 60s, and that's an organization. It's not just an identity, it's also a destiny, and therefore a duty. We will be African forever. Therefore, we have a moral obligation to make this the best life possible and to give our lives to making sure we leave a legacy worthy of the name in history, African.
Number one. First, you have to realize that up until 1959, Africa was dominated by the colonial powers, and by the colonial powers of Europe having complete control over Africa, they projected the image of Africa negatively. They projected Africa always in a negative light. Jungles, savages, cannibals, nothing civilized. And naturally, it was so negative until it was negative to you and me. And you and I began to hate it. We didn't want anybody to tell us anything about Africa, and much less call us an African. And And in hating Africa and hating the African, we ended up even hating ourselves without even realizing it. Because you can't hate the roots of a tree and not hate the tree.
No matter your nationality, you have the identity of an African. I'm only mimicking poorly Peter Tosh, the late Peter Tosh. Basically, there's a long ancestry. It's a long history. You see, think of the fact that if you have African blood in you and you're in the West, for example, you somehow inevitably always get discriminated against, one way or the other. So you might think you're not African, etc. You were born in the, you know, Caribbean, West Indies, in England, in Europe, America, etc. But you still have that sense of connection.
Africans are people of African descent, historically, and who have ultimately African cultural roots.
What really made me start this mission was I did a speaking engagement in the United States during Black History Month. And there was a little boy there. I was dressed like this. His name was Jonathan. And I said, he said, "Oh, you look pretty." I said, "Oh, thank you very much." And I said, "Well, you know, I live in Africa. I live in Ghana." I said, "And you're an African." He said, "Oh, no, I'm not African." You see, in Africa, you have wars, you have famines, they don't take care of their people. So I am definitely not an African. That in itself really showed me the importance of exposing our young people to their roots.
They say literally, I'm not an African. Come on, look at your color. You are an African whether you like it or not. And that's, from Malcolm X, that's the phrase I like for those who don't think they're an African. You just happen to be.
And I think it is only when Africans everywhere think of themselves first and foremost as Africans, not as British citizens, not as American citizens. It is only when we see ourselves as Africans that the continent of Africa will be able to progress.
It isn't simply just to do with skin color.
Africans are very diverse and we come in all, you know, shapes, color, sizes. And I really reject Europeans coming up with a definition of what an African should look like.
So, you see, there is a dilemma even there. They used to call the Roman Empire, they used to call Hic Sunt Leones. Here you find limes or Abyssinia, the whole continent of Africa, the land of the black man. And then Africa came into place by it. But it was always others who defined them. And we used that terms. But it's something that has to be revised.
We have to wash our brains of this image of Africa that has been fashioned, created, and even patented by Europeans.
Africa was not a continent that was based upon color or any set features. It was a blending of people of different colors and different features. It wasn't like Europe.
It has to do also with socialization and a certain way of living. But the reason why that gap exists is that people who haven't been to Africa don't feel connected, haven't had that socialization. So basically, they have to undergo it somehow.
There are basically three groups of people living in Africa. They're Africans, they're Europeans, and they're Arabs. And both Europeans and Arabs have been saying that they're African when it suits their purpose. We must be careful that we distinguish nationality and citizenship from identity in this question.
If I go to India tomorrow, and I live in India, do I then become an Indian? You've got to be a bit careful about that.
Now, your identity is your history, your geography, and the values that grow out of that, a whole range of issues that go to make up a distinctive identity. It is the thing that holds a group of people.
Well, that's another sample of what's in this premium. By the way, it's in you're hearing the audio, but it's a DVD, which means that you will you'll see it visually. You understand? This is you'll see the people who are talking. The lecturers, the commentary, the excerpts will be seen, or the tapestry of commentaries and information, if you will, you'll see visually. So that makes it very, very powerful, because you're not just listening to it, you're seeing it. You know, you're going to see it in DVD form. So there are two DVDs. It's 6 hours altogether, 6 hour series. It includes music and art and writing and various other dimensions. And so we think it's a very, very powerful premium. And again, you know, my goal was to get 20 people during the course of these 2 hours to come on board. Now, so far, I only have two. Now, that means we got a long way to go in order to achieve our objective for the day. So in the next, we just got, you know, maybe about 5 more minutes or so before we take this next break. So now, folk, you're out there. You're hearing, you heard Dr. Garvey earlier. You're hearing excerpts from this premium, which really, other aspects of it really talk about the African origins of humankind. You know, Egypt, Nubia, Miro, giving all of that background, talking about the great Sudanic kingdoms of Ghana, Mali, Songhai, discussing the great African universities that existed literally hundreds of years before Europe had its first university, the University of Timbuktu and Sangori, if you will, these great universities. That kind of information is in this premium. So I'm urging you, in support of WBAI and support of Vantage Point, to go to your phones right now. Let's get 5 callers, 5 more, only 2. Come on, brothers and sisters, we got to up the ante here. At least 5 callers to get it up to at least 7, and then we'll still have like 11 more to go, or more than that, actually 13 more to go in order to reach our goal for the day. I've already made my pledge of $150. $150 is a lot, but it's really not a lot. Not for this treasure trove of information that you're going to get. So we got friends, allies out there whom we hope will go to the phones right now. 516-620-3602. In order to make your pledge right now for this extraordinary premium. Again, it is Africa's Great Civilizations, and you will be grateful and thankful that you purchased it, that you pledged. But in so doing, this is the important thing. In so doing, it's not just about the premium, it's about your support. This is a vehicle to express your support for WBAI and for Vantage Point, if you will. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We thank those who are calling in now. We can keep those phones coming. We've got volunteers at the phones who are waiting for your calls. We really appreciate you calling in. We appreciate those who've already called and pledged, and those who are calling right now. Let's keep the phones busy with people calling in to make their pledge today. 516-620-3602. Yesterday, you know, I looked to John Henry Clark, really. I already used one of his quotes. But John Henry Clark, you know, he was about liberating the African mind. And Dr. Garvey, I think, you know, shared some of this information as well. The importance of really knowing who we are. But you know, it's everybody, you know, I mean, for African people it's important, but it's all important for all human beings to be aware of this history. So Dr. John Henry Clark pointed out that one of the things we suffered for, he says, the cruelest thing that slavery and colonialism did for Africans was to destroy their memory of what they were before foreign contact. Now, we happen to have been in the church of the Reverend Johnny Ray Youngblood yesterday, previous pastor of St. Paul Community Baptist Church, and the visionary behind the commemoration of the Maiapa, which he helped to project as an institutionalized commemoration across this country. Maiapa Sankofa, right? So we were at that church. And so that's a part of what Maiapa is about, to go back. the way to liberate oneself is to go back, to find out what we were prior to the Holocaust of enslavement. We didn't, our history didn't begin in 1619, Africans in America, certainly. What was it like before? What is this long history? This long history, hundreds of thousands of years of history that we as African people bequeath to the world, that we're talking about here, that you'll learn about and have in your possession with this premium, Africa's Great Civilizations. So again, let's go to the phones right now. We appeal to you to make time, make the sacrifice. It's important as a teaching tool, as a teaching tool, as an archives, for your archives. You may, in fact, be a teacher. It's good for your family, for your friends. You know, again, as an educator, it could be at the elementary or secondary level, but also at the university level. You're teaching a course. You can have this material available to you as teaching tools. And that's one of the things I always say. These premiums at WBAI are so good for that purpose. We need these teaching tools. It's very interesting in looking into the life of John Henry Clark, for example. And for that matter, even Marcus Garvey, how much they learned in sessions, you know, in sessions where they were, you know, doing, you know, reading a book and having a reading circle, or sharing information out of newspapers and having the discussion about it. We need that again. You know, invite people over to the house, play excerpts from the premium. Let's self-educate ourselves. We can do that, because a lot of it's not going to come from colleges and universities, not going to come in schools. It'll be so diluted until we just get a little drop. You know, we get just a little drop, but we need more than a drop. We need a strong dose of African history, and it's good for all people, but it's particularly urgently needed for people of African descent, and we can't get enough of it. 516-620-3602 will get you to a volunteer that will take your information, your credit card, all the credit cards, all major credit cards, can come out of your checking account. Or you can make alternative arrangements. Make your pledge right now to support WBAI. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. I'm urging you to do this, not only for your own edification, but to support WBAI. It's a way of doing that for $150, a pledge of $150. It's a lot, but it is not a lot. Put it on your credit card, it really ain't a lot, right? I mean, put it on the credit card, you know. And you know, somebody yesterday was talking about a project that the UNIA has and the shares into this operation. And we're going to bring people on to talk about this, by the way. A really fabulous project. Or $600. And he said, well, I know some of you in the audience are going to say $600. Then he held up his iPhone. He had an $800 iPhone. Come on, folks. I mean, we really do have these resources. We have it. Now, some may not, but some of us do. We can squeeze it out. We can make that extra commitment because we believe and we think that this information will be useful. And if you already know this information, fine. Purchase it and give it as a gift to someone who may need it, to family, friends who can use it. So you're saying, oh, I already got that. I already know this stuff. You know all of it. I mean, everybody always knows everything. I learned a lot just listening to Dr. Garvey this morning that helped me understand better just from his commentary. So I know that and I teach this. I have taught Introduction to African Civilization, and yet I'm constantly learning. So, but you know, who's that? I don't know much. So I know some of you know it all, and that's fine. But if you know it all, that's fine. Purchase it and give it as a gift. You know, if you want to hold it for Kwanzaa time, make it a Zawadi, if you will, during Kwanzaa time. There's all kind of utility that can come from this. So please go to your phones. Again, 516-620-3602 to actually make that pledge right now. We're going to take just 1 minute for a breather and a break and come back with Anthony Broder, who will give us more information about, you know, how he got involved with this and how important it is. And he is a bad brother because he is the only African-American, period, who actually has an excavation in Egypt. We'll take a 1 minute break and be right back with Tony Broder.
Hi, this is Julian Joiello, and I'm a listener and supporter of WBAI. I'm a student at NYU, and I live in New York City. And I want to shout out to the other young listeners of WBAI. We have to help keep the station going, and the easiest way to do it is through the WBAI Buddy System. If you donate as little as $10 a month, you have proactively promoted free speech radio. Go to the website, WBAI.org, click the donate button, and make a difference.
Hi, this is Randy Credico, host of Randy Credico Live on the Fly here on WBAI Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Hey, did you know you can actually donate to WBAI via text message? That's right, for as little as $10. Just text the letters WBAI to the number 41444. Keep the vision of Lewis Hill alive. Join the WBAI $10 text team. Text WBAI to the number 41444. That's all, folks.
This is Phil Donahue. And you're listening to WBAI New York, 99.5.
Okay, this is the professor. We're back, and really, really, you know, pushing hard today around the great African civilizations or Africa's great civilizations. And when I selected this premium, and again, I was a little hesitant because it's $150, and I said, oh, Lord, I mean, I'd be out here on the limb again. But I said, this is worth it. And so I said, I reached for Dr. Julius Garvey. He agreed. Then I said, the one person that I have to find and identify to be on this show, I hope, and I hope I can find him, is Anthony Broder. And I had to put out a all-points bulletin for him. He was out of the country, actually, but he's a good brother. And once he got back into the country or got the message he agreed to be on, I am so happy to have Tony Broder with us this morning. And he's going to be with us today, but we're going to bring him back for a longer show because what he is doing, believe me, it's some of the most fantastic, important milestone work that is being done anywhere by black people in the world. Because I happen to see it. I know him. I've been with him. I've seen his presentations. It is absolutely amazing what he's doing. Anthony Broder, welcome to Vantage Point.
Good morning, Brother Ron. It's a pleasure to be on your show today.
Yes, sir. And thank you so much for just getting back into the country and agreeing to be on the show today. Tony, I was reflecting today about when I first came to know about you, and it was before I ever came to New York. I don't know how many years back it's going. Life is moving so fast these days. But I remember all of a sudden there was this craze. Everybody was talking. That was even before there was a whole lot, to my knowledge, a lot of social media and all that. The word was just spreading like wildfire. The Broder Files. Everybody was talking about the Broder Files. And so I'm just wondering, for you, who has become such an expert in this area, what is it that got you into this? What motivated you to become interested in ancient African civilizations and the work that you do?
Well, Ron, that's a great question. And I guess one of the best ways I can summarize my response is I was a product of miseducation. I had always loved school, always loved history, and it wasn't until after I graduated from Howard University that I began to learn how I had been thoroughly miseducated. It was 40 years ago this year, Brother Ron, that I heard Dr. Ivan Van Sertima lecture on his new book. At that time, They Came Before Columbus, The African Presence in America. Dr. Van Sertima had presented evidence showing that Africans had migrated the Atlantic Ocean and come to the Americas, primarily Mexico, 2,500 years before Christopher Columbus was born. And he said that these Africans had come here between 1200 and 600 B.C., and these Africans were from Egypt, and the Egyptians were black. That was my first time, Ron, hearing anybody say that the ancient Egyptians were black. And it ran, it contradicted everything that I had read in every book, everything that I learned in school, even though I had attended predominantly black schools all of my life. And that's when I began to become aware of the fact that there were hidden histories. There was information that affected my perception of myself as a person of African ancestry. So that opened the door. And then I discovered Dr. Ben traveling out to California and heard a lecture by Dr. Ben on one of the Pacifica stations out on the West Coast. And then I met John Henry Clark, John Jackson. And from that point on, I became aware of this world of scholars, African scholars, who had knowledge that was crucial to our development and understanding as people of African ancestry. And then in 1980, I made my first trip to Egypt with Dr. Ben, and that cemented my journey to enlightenment, which resulted in my writing From the Browder File 9 years later, which is my effort to enlighten our people and share with them information that many of us, unfortunately, are never taught in school and are constantly being steered away from phenomenal knowledge that affects our consciousness, our spirit, and determines our destiny.
Well, you know, I was talking earlier to the audience because, you know, when we had these pledge drives, and you're in Washington, D.C., so you know what happens on WPFW. You know, we have to, you know, it's important to maintain these stations because you get information here that you don't get anywhere else. And, you know, there are people who sometimes feel that well, I already know this information. I already have it. And I was suggesting to people that I know, even in listening to Dr. Garvey earlier on, I mean, I learned something from that. Every time I hear you at the Power Networking Conference, I learn even more. And I'm not an expert in this area, but I have taught Introduction to African Civilization. In fact, I use John G. Jackson's, I haven't taught it recently, his book. So, but I'm learning constantly myself. And one of the things that I think it's important to share with our audience, and I really want to bring you back and talk about this in more depth. You have been so motivated by this that you actually committed yourself to doing an excavation, and you and your daughter, and it's in fact, tell us about that project, what you're doing. I just said that you, and maybe I've characterized it wrong by saying you're the only African American who is doing an excavation in Egypt. Correct me, tell me what I should be saying, but this work is just incredible.
Well, to my knowledge, we are the first people of African ancestry to fund and fully participate in an archaeological excavation in Egypt. We are in our ninth year of the Asa Restoration Project, which is named in honor of our dear brother, dear ancestor, Asa G. Hilliard III, who transitioned in Egypt on August the 13th of 2007. And so I was blessed to be afforded an opportunity to be introduced to the work that was being done at this site, the excavation of two 25th Dynasty tombs on the west bank of Luxor, Egypt, in an area sandwiched between the Valley of the Kings to the north and the Valley of the Queens in the south, where my colleague, Alina Pishtakova, 11 years ago, discovered these two 2,700-year-old tombs. And she was unable to secure funding because very few Egyptologists are interested in the history of the 25th Dynasty, which many scholars, and I use that word in air quotes, refer to the 21st dynasty as the Black Dynasty, as if that was the only period of time in the 3,000-year, 4,000-year history of ancient Kemet that black people ruled that nation. That's another falsehood that that has to be destroyed. And so I was introduced to Dr. Pristakova, and when I learned that she was not receiving any funding to do this work, I was given a personal tour of the site and was told that she was about to shut it down because she didn't have any more funds. And it cost about $10,000 a month for the 4 months that they were excavating. And upon being given a private tour of this one tomb of a priest by the name of Karakamen, as I walked through that sacred space, Ron, I knew the significance of this discovery. I knew it because of my relationship with Dr. Ben and Dr. Clark and Dr. Hilliard, Dr. Sanford, and so many others. And I made a commitment to raise funds. And, you know, just as for the Pacifica Network, raising funds is not an easy thing to do, particularly if you're trying to liberate the minds of our people. And it's been one of the hardest jobs I've ever done. It's been one of the most fulfilling jobs that I've ever done. And as I said, we're going into our ninth year. We have completed the excavation of the temple tomb of the priest Karakamen, who was the son of Shabaka, the second king of the 21st dynasty. He worked at Karnak Temple, or Ipet-Isut, which is the largest religious complex in the world. We restored one of the rooms last fall. We had a major grand opening of that restored tomb in Egypt in September of last year. That was attended by all the dignitaries within the Department of Antiquities. And the Egyptian government acknowledged the work that African Americans have contributed to the excavation and restoration of these 25th dynasty tombs. So we are making history, and in the process of excavating and restoring these tombs, we are literally writing the missing pages of Nile Valley history. Not just the 25th dynasty, but the dynasties that preceded the 25th dynasty, the dynasties with the Kushites from Sudan, Kush, modern-day Sudan, said when they came into Kemet and established the 25th dynasty that their job, their prime directive, was to restore the land of their ancestors. And these Africans engaged in cultural and architectural and spiritual acts of Sankofa, and they reached 2,000 years into the past and brought the best of African spirituality, the best of African architecture, science, astronomy, and other traditions, and jump-started this great civilization and allowed Kemet to experience what Dr. John Henry Clark referred to as Africa's last great walk in the sun.
Right. Wow. Well, Tony, it is so exciting, and more than exciting, it's so relevant. And that's sort of the next question I want to ask you, because at the power networking conferences that you attend, and let me just say to our audience, power networking conferences are convened by George Frazier of FrazierNet, who has been on with us and was at the State of the Black World Conference. And, you know, I've worked with him for many, 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 many years. And Tony Broder has been brought on to become the person who really helps to provide the cultural, spiritual sort of beginning, the foundation for the conference, which used to be done by Asa Hilliard. I mean, power networking conference is a very unique space and whatever. But, you know, Tony, you have you get up before the audience and you have that chart, you know, that you take out and you kind of show the history of humankind and then position where Europe is in this whole proposition. So I guess my question is, you know, we're in the 21st century, and so people might ask, well, why should we be doing this? Why is this study of the great African civilizations going way back, but even the Sudanic kingdoms, why is any of that important today? I mean, isn't that just in the past?
The past impacts the present and the future. There's no aspect of anybody's life that is not related to the past. Now, I'm talking to you today, Ron, because I'm the product of my mother and father, who were the product of their parents, who were the products of their parents. Everybody is connected to the past. And if we study people who are successful in the world, one of the main contributing factors to the success of any group of people and individuals is their connection with the past. And what we learn from studying these connections is that nobody gets where they are by themselves. Everybody is connected to a genetic line of ancestors who have the capacity to shape our awareness and to shape our future. And those who know and understand this very basic and fundamental reality are able to think, act, and move differently. They're able to move into a world which they have the ability to design based on their understanding of the worlds that were designed by their ancestors in the past. So the past is ever present, and only a person who is ignorant of that knowledge would dismiss history as something that is for eggheads or people who are stuck in the past. And so we have an obligation to bring to our people, the people who have been written out of the respectable commentary of human history, as Dr. Clark often said, the people who Toynbee said had made no contribution to history and culture. We have an obligation to reach back into the past and to restore the knowledge of our ancestors and assert ourselves at our proper place in world history so that we can then use that knowledge to guide our children and our children's children into a world where we will be able to recreate that which our ancestors created. It's the only sensible thing to do as a people, and it's a necessarily simple thing that African people must do if we want to reclaim our place on the throne.
Right. Finally, Tony, just quickly, and again, I do want to bring you back for a fuller conversation because the work that you're doing is so important, deserves support and whatnot. But also just want to share with people that you do these incredible, is it called Africa just tell me what it is, the tours that you do.
Egypt on the Potomac.
Egypt on the Potomac. I'm getting ready to mess it up, so let me, Egypt on the Potomac tours. In Washington, D.C. Give us a brief description of that.
Well, sure. Well, you know, I was listening to your interview earlier with Dr. Garvey, and he referenced the cosmic assignment of the UNIA. And as Dr. Welsing, the late ancestor Dr. Francis Crest Welsing, told us that we all have a cosmic assignment. We all have come here to do something specific to us and specific to this incarnation. And one of my gifts as an artist who is now a historian is to be able to identify symbols and imagery that connects us to the past. And Washington, D.C. is the capital of the wealthiest, most powerful nation on the planet, not because of George Washington and other people who stole lands from indigenous people and then stole Africans to work the land. This country is powerful because of the knowledge and the symbols of African history and culture that have been incorporated into the capital. The Washington Monument is one example. The symbols on the dollar bill, the pyramid, and the all-seeing eye are other examples. And what we don't know, what we have not been taught, is that these are symbols that were derived from Africa, that were created by African people, and these are symbols which are connected to a power which will allow the person who understands the symbols and how to use this knowledge associated with them to empower themselves. So our Egypt on the Potomac field trip was created 31 years ago. It was based on my travels to Egypt and my understanding of how aspects of ancient Egyptian or Kemetic architecture have been used here in the capital of the world in order to create a paradigm which has allowed Europeans to control the destiny of the world for over 400 years. And it's my contention that if this knowledge can be misused to the advantage of Europeans, then just imagine what it can do for us when we understand the spiritual and historical significance of these symbols, how to use the knowledge associated with these symbols correctly so that we can empower ourselves, empower future generations, and live the lives that we were born to live. So that field trip, this three-hour field trip, shows you the evidence, the concrete physical evidence of Europeans usurping African history, African symbolism, African consciousness to empower themselves. So it is a mind-freeing activity that does what history is supposed to do, inspire and empower people to become their best selves.
Right. Well, Anthony Browder, thanks so much for spending time with us this morning. It won't be the last time we'll have you here on Vantage Point, and we really, really support what you're doing. It is liberating. It is empowering. And, again, we appreciate you spending time with us this morning.
Thank you, Brian. I appreciate all you do as well for our people.
Thank you. Okay, well, I'm telling you, this is a gift. Tony Browder is one of the great minds, one of the great thinkers, one of the great builders of our time. And he gave a testimony as to why this knowledge is important. So, again, you know, the only way I know to make an appeal is through these mediums, by having people come on and share their information and talk to you about what it is that's important about a particular premium. That's my methodology. Now, it may not be the best methodology. It's the methodology that I understand that seems to make sense for me. And I've tried to use that, and I am using that today to urge, to appeal to our listeners, to our audience, which is vast. The WBAI listening audience is vast. It includes millions of people. And by the way, when you're on the internet, it's fine. He's in Washington, D.C. He was listening by the internet. And Vantage Point, by the way, is listened to across the country, because with the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, every week we send out to our list of 15,000 or so people from across the country, we send out a notice saying what's going to be on the show. Because we want to expand this show to be of national and international significance, because it helps us, the Institute of the Black World 21st Century, build constituency, advance our message, advance our projects, and build. And that's why it's important that we be here. And we would not be on any other medium. And we want to stay here. To stay here, we need WBAI and Pacifica, but WBAI specifically to survive and thrive, so that we as an organization can have the power that we need to keep organizing and mobilizing, organizing, institution building from this fort, this edifice, this citadel of resistance and transformation. So that's why I'm asking you to help. You know, and you're getting the information. It's useful information. But the real deal is, let's keep WBAI as the citadel of resistance and transformation. And so sacrifice, commit. You may have already done a premium. You know, I'm not teaching profession. You don't get rich teaching. I'm a distinguished lecturer at York College. I am not rich. But I do commit resources to those things that I believe in, whether it's the United Negro College Fund or other causes that come up. I'll make a donation to it. And every pledge drive, and there's whatever it's for a year, whatever, every one of them, I start with my own pledge. And I've started with $150 today. And I'm a WBAI buddy, which means that something is coming out of my credit card every. So I'm starting from the vantage point of setting an example, hopefully. And I'm asking people to match it. I'm asking friends. I'm asking listeners to step up and purchase this premium, because it will be useful, it will be helpful, it will be liberating. And if you already know all this that's in this premium, then please purchase it and give it to someone who's in the dark, who doesn't know as much, and who can be helped by the fact that you made this a gift that might change their lives. So please call 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. The premium is Africa's Great Civilizations, a two DVD set, a six-hour series, which is a look at the history of Africa from the birth of humankind to the dawn of the 20th century, a breathtaking journey through 200,000 years, not two centuries, not three centuries, 200,000 years of history, from the origins on the African continent of art and writing and civilization itself, through the millennia in which Africa is now where we are today. This is an incredible premium, and a collection of speakers, and including art and music, and it's visual, so that it is an inspiring medium. So we're asking you, I'm asking you, to go to your phones right now, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602, to make your pledge right now. It's $150. Now, again, there's some people who don't have $150, and we, by the way, we appreciate any contribution, absolute any contribution that people make is really appreciated. And if you don't have it, you don't have it. And we still love you. And there are other ways that you can contribute. You can come and volunteer. And we have volunteers standing by right now, volunteers right now who are taking these phone calls. And we don't want them to be sitting there idly. But we appreciate everything that people contribute to make WBAI what it is and to keep it strong and healthy. And so you can become a WBAI buddy. If you don't have the $150, become a WBAI buddy for as little as $10. If you can afford that, $120 a year, you can do that. Go to give to WBAI.org, and you'll see the instructions for how to do that. And by the way, you can also do it by text. You can text in your support as well. You can do that from these array of iPhones and smartphones and all that. Just put in the letters WBAI, 241444. That's the text methodology, if you will, the technology catching up. So you can contribute by text, put in the letters WBAI, 2414, to the numbers 41444, and you can text, and there's a way by which you can also attribute your contribution to Vantage Point as well. So we really want to be represented. We really want Vantage Point to stay on the airways. But the most important thing of all is that WBAI not only stay on the airway. We don't want the minimalists struggling from month to month. We want it to be strong and vibrant. And that's why your contributions are so incredibly important. So please go to the phones right now. We really, really, really want Vantage Point to be well represented in terms of the contributions that are coming in from listeners. So 516-620-3602. That's 516-620-3602. Do it for yourself. Do it for your family, for friends. Purchase it as an educational tool that can be used to liberate minds, as Dr. John Henry Clark has done. You heard Tony Broder talk about his experience and sort of sitting at the feet of these giants. As I said before, I had the honor yesterday of delivering the keynote address among, I don't know why they asked me to do the keynote address, all these brilliant people speaking, Charles Barron and Reverend Sheila Evans Trainum and Dr. Regent Queen Mother Adelaide Sanford and Pam Africa. I mean, there were so many powerful, powerful people there. I just had a word to say, two to say. And my homie Betty Dobson was there, and Dr. Mack, and all these powerful people at Mount Pisgah Baptist Church, where Reverend Johnny Ray Youngbug is the pastor. So, but this all came up. The importance of this came up by looking at what John Henry Clark was teaching us, and what a teacher he was. And we, of course, have had his premium on A Great and Mighty Walk. What an incredible force. But we need to continue. A lucha continues. The struggle continues. The work continues. And this is a medium. This is one of the avenues by which we can get that done. Please call 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We're going to take a break, and we're going to come right back, play another excerpt from our premium, and keep asking you, appealing to you, to be supportive of WBAI. We're going to take a break. We'll be right back.
Hi, this is Julian Joiello, and I'm a listener and supporter of WBAI. I'm a student at NYU, and I live in New York City. And I want to shout out to the other young listeners of WBAI. We have to help keep the station going, and the easiest way to do it is through the WBAI Buddy System.
If you donate as little as $10 a month, you have proactively promoted Free Speech Radio. Go to the website, WBAI.org, click the donate button, and make a difference.
Been a WBAI listener for a long, long time, from Democracy Now! To the late and great Armand DeMille. I'm really appreciative on the fact that I'm on the revolutionary radio station right now in New York City. I'm Josh Fox, and you're listening to WBAI in New York City, 99.5 FM and WBAI.org, Revolution Radio.
All right, okay, we're back. This is the professor. We're in the stretch drive now. We just have, you know, a few minutes left. And folks, I really, really, really want you to support WBAI by way of Vantage Point, which means I'm saying I want you to support my way of Vantage Point. I'm asking you to support what we do here. And I try to give you an explanation of how it works, because I'm a radio activist. I'm not a talk show host per se. I mean, I do real work in the community, as many of you do, building institutions. You know, it's incredible. But this is a vehicle for getting that work done, for people to listen, and it gives us an opportunity to share information. We got some stuff coming up. We got to have a major, major forum that we're going to be asking WBI to partner with us on, probably September, October. We got to do something around criminal justice reform. We got to do a major piece around that. And there are other activities that it becomes important for WBA, for IBW to be on the airways by way of Dr. Ron Daniels, the president of IBW, to get the work done. That's why we're asking you to support. It's important that we stay on the air, because this is like resistance radio. This is revolution radio. We're waging the revolution. And it gives us an opportunity to get that word out and share that information with other folk out there in terms of how we move forward. So please go to your phones right now. This is the stretch drive, 516-620-3602, 516-620-3602. You heard from Dr. Julius Garvey, the son of the Honorable Marcus Mosiah Garvey, but a true Garveyite and leader in his own right, knowledgeable, so knowledgeable. And he continues to represent his father so well all across the planet, all across planet Earth. And then Tony Broder, what a magnificent person he is and the work that he's doing. We're going to bring him back so you can learn more about it, because you need to be connected to it. That's one of the things I like to do. We like to connect people, you know, to this work. So again, go to 516-620-3602 as we listen to now another excerpt from the premium that we're offering today. Let me just again describe it. Africa's Great Civilizations, a look at the history of Africa from the birth of humankind to the dawn of the 20th century, a breathtaking journey through 200,000 years of history, from the origins on the African continent of art and writing and of civilization itself. I mean, this is the real deal here. And you can get this premium, and you can, you know, if you already know all this stuff, fine. It's a DVD, so you're having, it's visual, and so you're hearing the audio portion, but it's visual, and therefore you'll be able to use it as a teaching tool. So go to your phone right now, 516-620-3602, if you will, as we now listen to another excerpt from this powerful, powerful premium.
Now, your identity is your history, your geography, and the values that grow out of that, a whole range of issues that go to make up a distinctive identity. It is the thing that holds a group of people together. It's that invisible thing that tells people how to behave in specific circumstances. It's that specific thing that enables a people to identify, defend, or promote their interests in a flash.
So you get your identity from two sources: historical origin and social location. Where'd you originally come from? We didn't come from Paris. We didn't come from the moon. You see? We came from Africa. So we're African. Where are we now? We're in America. So we're African-American. That seems simple to me. If I was in Brazil, we're African-Brazilians or Afro-Brazilians. It is a, so it's the same thing with other places when you were outside of Africa, i.e. in the diaspora. We say we're African first, and then we locate the place we are.
Today, African people have to have a debate that will fix, as much as one could fix these things, African identity, which is different from the identity of the Afrikaners in South Africa, or of the English and the other Europeans in Kenya. Various peoples may have an African passport that says, I belong to this state or this super state called Africa. But it doesn't mean that all of them are identifiable culturally in the same group. And very often we make this mistake of mixing up identity with nationality.
If we're honest, we have to recognize that being African today is actually quite futuristic. We're not saying that we're going back to how we used to live 500 years ago, because 500 years ago we didn't necessarily have a common African identity. But part of repairing ourselves would be to repair some of the weaknesses that we had in some of our ancient systems, some of the quirks even in our identities. And we have to reformulate that. And we have to look at what is required today. You know, what is it we have to do? What is the legacy we're going to leave?
We need to revert back to what our forefathers used to say, that we need to be proud to be African. So all these values are human values in my understanding. So we therefore need to ensure that we preserve that African heritage. And the only way to preserve that African heritage, we need to transmit from generation to the next, so that these things are not forgotten.
Baba black sheep, have you any wool? Yes, sir, master, three bags full. Who's a master? And if there's a master, automatically there's a slave. And our children sing this all over in the nurseries, in Africa, in the West, everywhere. And it shapes their minds and their imaginations, and they grow up with it. So live African, be African.
But many of us are happy to be called black people. Now, Europeans come from Europe. Africans come from Africa, you know. Asians come from Asia, Chinese from China, Indians from India. I want to know if there's any country that's called black as a way of identifying a cultural and historical entity that has a specific attachment to a particular geography.
Okay, Well, when I stretch drive, and boy, this, I'm telling you, this is a powerful, powerful premium. The voice of Harry Belafonte is, you know, Harry Belafonte. Oh, what an amazing icon he is. 90 years old now. He talked about how he found himself and how this notion and understanding of African ancestry was so critically important to him. And by the way, I always say this. I'm not interested in it just for the sake of proclaiming it. I mean, I did my genealogy thing, and, you know, I know that, you know, I mean, I'm a Yoruba. That's good to know. I traced my ancestry Yoruba, got some Fulani, and there's another, I have to pull out my certificate and figure out there's some other lineage there on my mother's side as well. That's good to know. But the power is in, as I said before, when I had this initial awakening and knowing who I am and what that meant. But so Afrocentrism, as articulated by Malefi Asante and others, it is not just to just embrace our identity, it's to act on it. And as I spoke yesterday at the John Henry Clark commemoration, 19th commemoration, I also stressed this point. I understand that we were about Maat, about justice and righteousness. And I want to live that out. I want our leaders to, we want a moral and ethical imperative to guide Black leadership and our ethos and the way we do things. Doesn't mean that we will be perfect. But if we're going to rescue ourselves and rescue humankind, which is a possibility because the world is in terrible shape, others views this world. They're mostly from the East. They're mostly from the East. And among indigenous people, there's a different way of looking at the world. And that is life-saving. If we're going to do that, we can't abandon who we are. We can't accept and embrace the death-dealing, destructive mentality of Eurocentric thought and behavior. We have to rescue ourselves and rescue the world. And that's why this is powerful. This is powerful. That's why it's important. It's not just some esoteric, idle exercise. You know, it's just like I say, I don't do this radio show just to be doing it. I mean, you know, I'm getting ready to hit three cities doing organizing work starting tomorrow. I mean, I'm active. I'm engaged, even at this stage in my life. And so that's what it's about more than anything else. So we have 11 people. Now, my goal was 20. I'm 9 people short, 9 short of achieving my goal of 20 people today with this premium. Now, I want to close on a flourish. There are 9 people out there, at least 9 people out there who have heard this show, who've heard the appeal, who heard Dr. Julia Scarvey, who heard the amazing Tony Anthony Broder. And what all this means in terms of this incredible premium, Africa's Great Civilizations, this breathtaking journey through 200,000 years of history, from the origins of the African continent, the origins of art, of medicine, of astronomy, astrology. I mean, the African origins of humankind is what we're talking about. Knowing about that and understanding the cosmology, the humanistic value system that undergirds it. And as Tony Broder was talking about, the fact that these some of these mysteries, some of the stuff that has been taken by people and used in the wrong way is about recapturing it and using it in the right way. And that's what this is really all about. $150, $150. Go to your phones, please, right now. Give me those last 9 people, 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. I really want to hit that number, at least 20 people. We need 9 more, 9 more. Thank you for that call. Let's keep the calls coming right now. We have volunteers in the studio waiting, and they want to be active. They want to be engaged. And so we need you to call right now. We have just 5 minutes left. 5 minutes left to hit our goal. 516-620-3602. Call. Don't hesitate. Don't equivocate. Go to that phone right now and figure it out. I know some of you are tired. Oh, my goodness. How am I going to make this happen? You can make it happen because we need to make it happen. We need to make it happen for your families, for your friends, for your community. And again, I say over and over again, if you think you have all this knowledge and don't need it, then fine. Buy it as a gift. Purchase this and give it to somebody. Give it to somebody. God knows there's so much disinformation. Tony brought it, talking about the fact that he got started because he was a college graduate and miseducated. Didn't know any of this stuff. I'm in the same boat. I had a master's degree, or at least a BA before. I mean, I'm looking around and I know, I mean, I was talking about me. It was like zilch. It took Queen Mother Moore really to help straighten me out. If you don't know who Queen Mother Moore, many of you nowadays know who Queen Mother Moore is. I told a story yesterday. Her mission was to operate on constipated minds and brains, and she operated on mine, and thank God and the ancestors she did help liberate me, free me up, because I was in trouble. And there are a lot of our souls out there that are in trouble. We are where we are for lack of knowledge, because we don't know who we are. We don't know the power of who we are. Unleashing that power of who we are is so incredibly important. So go to the phones, 516-620-3602 right now. Thank you so much for that call. We need others to call right now. We got to get to this goal. We got to get across the finish line. 516-620-3602. Call right now. We have open lines. We got open lines. So there's no reason for you not to call. Volunteers are standing by. If by chance it's busy, just take a minute and call back. Just keep, be persistent. Be like our ancestors had to be, and the resiliency and the consistency, the commitment. Keep going. Just keep coming. 516-620-3602. 516-620-3602. We must keep WBAI strong. We're fighting right now, battling with folks and having to call council people and community organizers and organizations against these corporations who would try to seize and take our assets. We're not letting it happen. We're not turning around. We're going to stay alive. The citadel of power, of resistance and transformation. I use the words together. It ain't just enough to resist. It must not. We must not only oppose that which we disagree with, we must articulate a vision for a new future. And that's a part of what we heard from Dr. Julius Garvey about why understanding the cosmology is important. That again, he said, to paraphrase him, we can't conquer the cosmology. We cannot conquer the earth. We have to be compatible with it and merge and be a part of it. And when we do that, we live. We can survive and thrive and grow. That's not what's happening with. We just use Trump as the epitome of it. He ain't the only one. Some of the people behind him are even more dangerous because they're smooth. They're smooth. They're slick. But they're coming with the same program. And it's counterintuitive that they are destroying the planet, destroying themselves. But the problem is we are going down with them unless we muster the power to check them, transform them, or overcome them. And that's why understanding this information is so incredibly important. 516-620-3602. Oh, thank you for that call. Let's keep them coming. We just got about a minute left. We got a minute left. We're not over the finish line yet, but we got to get over the finish line. 516-620-3602. Vantage point is important. WBI is important. Again, I'm here because I'm a radio activist. I'm the president of the Institute of the Black World 21st Century. I am privileged and honored to be on this station because it also affords me an opportunity to share information globally and continue the institution, continuing the building work. Our program manager often says, and I think he's right about this, when I'm on the airways, it's not just about, you know, talking about the problems. We try to offer solutions, both in terms of the work that IBW is doing, but also others are doing. Connecting people to solutions is about what I'm about in terms of trying to build and continue to grow and develop. 516-620-3602. Just 30 seconds left. Let's keep coming. 516-620-3602. The premium, once again, is Africa's Great Civilization, a look at the history of Africa from the birth of humankind to the dawn of the 20th century, a breathtaking journey through 200,000 years of history, all the life-giving things that have been given, from mathematics, medicine, astrology, art, writing, the one God concept, all of these things that have come out of Africa. 516-620-3602. Get this premium. Dial up. Get it now. Help liberate and free African minds. We thank you for listening in. Keep those phone calls coming as I go off the air. This is the professor, Dr. Ron Daniels. We'll see you again here again next week on Vantage Point.
This is Julian Joyello, and I'm a listener and supporter of WBAI. I'm a student at NYU, and I live in New York City. And I want to shout out to the other young listeners of WBAI. We have to help keep the station going, and the easiest way to do it is through the WBAI Buddy System. If you donate as little as $10 a month, you have proactively promoted free speech radio. Go to the website WBAI.org, click the donate button, and make a difference.
Hi, this is Randy Credico, host of Randy Credico Live on the Fly, here on WBAI, Tuesdays at 5 p.m. Hey, did you know you can actually donate to WBAI via text message? That's right, for as little as $10. Just text the letters WBAI to the number 41444. Keep the vision of Lewis Hill alive. Join the WBAI $10 text team. Text WBAI to the number 41444. That's all, folks.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. You ain't heard nothing yet.
This is Baby K, host of the musical biography show The Sweet Spot, airing every third and fourth Thursday of the month at 10 p.m. Not only does WBAI bring you important news and information, it also provides some of the dopest music programming on the dial. Please support independent media and the true voice of the people by making a donation to WBAI. To make a donation, go to our website at give2wbai.org. That's give2wbai.org. Thank you for supporting listener-sponsored community radio.
Time is really wasted.
For WBAI in New York, I'm Linda Perry. Empire State Realty Trust, which owns the Empire State Building where WBAI's transmitter has been since 1965, has refused to negotiate with Pacifica in a lawsuit over our antenna lease. It filed a motion for summary judgment in New York State Supreme Court against WBAI Pacifica, the not-for-profit and non-commercial radio network. They claim WBAI owes them $2.1 million, increasing each month on our lease for the last 3 years. The onerous lease goes until 2020, with an additional obligation of $2 million more for the next 3 years of the lease. WBAI's operations and Pacifica's would be put in serious jeopardy if the judge grants the motion. The longer story, though, here involves the Empire State Building and its parent corporation taking advantage of the World Trade Center's antenna being destroyed in 9/11. This eliminated competition and left WBAI with no choice but to sign an unconscionable lease with large increases each year. The lease now says we should pay more than four times the present market rate of $12,000 a month. That's right. There's an attempt for your listener dollars to be swindled by our being charged four times the market rate. We're asking our state and local representatives to speak with Empire State Realty Trust to, one, resume negotiations with WBAI Pacifica to reach an equitable settlement in the lawsuit, two, to be reasonable and negotiate with us in good faith and release WBAI from the remainder of its lease with no penalty, and three, to waive the interest, late fees, and legal fees that have been accumulated in the last 3 years while we were only paying the market rate rather than what's in the lease. If you want to join the call to action and help listener-sponsored WBAI,